Well, good morning. 7:39, Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up, dude? Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum. All right, let's get right to it. Your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Benton Township. Who is hiring, by the way? You're looking to start a new career with the company that wants to grow with you, has amazing starting pay, has killer benefits, special-light, that's LITE.com. Go check them out and start that new career today.
A bug just flew into my mouth. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Dude, hit me right in the, hold on.
Oh my right God. In the hole. Yes. A bug. Why is a bug flying in your mouth in the studio?
You know why? Because I left the window open. Remember that? Like 2 weeks ago, I left the window open.
Dude, I hope it was a stink bug. I hope it was massive.
Oh, that's a big bug. I swallowed
a June bug on the way here.
June bug on the way here. I'm good. Oh, that son of a bitch got me right in the throat. Ooh.
Right deep, in the back of the throat.
Just deep-throated a stink bug. All right, I'm up. Hold on, give me a second.
Oh, nice, dude. Yes.
All right, I'm okay. I got it. Okay. Let's
just
get to it.
Just swallowing it at that point.
It's right there. Yeah.
Already down there.
It's down. It's gone. I got my protein for this morning. Your topic for today, what common skill do you lack? All right.
Not swallowing bugs.
Shut up. mine, and maybe it's not like common, but a lot of people can do it. And I'm not saying I can't do it, but it takes me a lot longer. I can't do it. And you'll probably give me crap for it. And it's changing my oil.
Oh, jeez, dude.
I just always take it somewhere. You know,
dude, you know what? You got small little hands to get the oil filter, too. You have an advantage.
I got a place I'm going to shove these small little hands to keep it up, buddy boy.
Would you, for God's sakes, man up and change your oil?
You know, at this point, Hunter, I'm comfortable
enough
in life.
Dude, I have a lift. We got a lift at the house. You could do it for free. Come on over. We'll throw the car up. It's easy. It's fun.
I'm comfortable enough in life that I can just go and pay for the oil change, you know, and it's just,
come on.
For me, it's also the convenience. Like, I don't need to get on my back. I don't need to stand there, wait for the oil to drain. When I can just pull in and have someone do it. Like, I just, I don't think it's a skill I need.
This is why I'll pull my hair out sometimes. The guy that says, it doesn't matter what kind of oil you put in your car, it's all the same, has never changed his own oil.
Yeah. Because again, why not just let someone do it? And am I really going to save that much money? Like, am I going to save that much money? Like, the possible $20 I save is not worth the time and sweat and all that I got to put into it to change my oil. It's just,
engine's not supposed to smell like that, right?
It's Brock? Just, and by the way, all the oil is same, okay? You're putting I only put Valvoline. All right, you know what? I get the knockoff Great Value brand oil, and it's 10W30 is 10W30. All right, that's what it is.
Anybody that just heard this is never going to buy your truck now.
No, yeah, of course.
If you try to turn around and sell your truck.
If your vehicle prefers that new synthetic stuff, which, what a crock that is. Oh, no, you'll get 10,000 miles on this oil. You know what? I'll just change my oil every 3,000 miles, and it's fine.
Honestly, dude, it's overrated. You don't even need oil in your car. Hell with it.
Yeah. Look, my vehicles run great. What are you talking about? I put the cheap oil in, and I haven't had any problems. What's in your car just in the shop? Guess whose car wasn't in the shop? Mine. Yeah.
Not for the oil, buddy. That's for sure.
It's a skill that I never, even in shop class, like we did it in shop, you know, when you do the basics, like, okay, here we're changing.
Your shop teacher was terrible.
I did it. I'm like, okay, well, I'm just going to pay someone to do this. I'm not wasting a Saturday afternoon changing my oil. I got more important things to do. All right.
He's dumping vegetable oil down.
I have a good authority that there are places here that I can literally just stay in my car the whole time, and they'll do a much better job than me. All right?
You need to learn how to change your oil. Next time you do God's sakes, would you bring it over, and we'll do it, and I'll show you.
But I got to waste a day. I got to waste time to go do it. Why?
15 minutes. That's all it takes.
Running my errands. I'm going to swing over to Sparkle and let the guys do it. All right?
I mean, yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
But dude, you don't lack the skill. That's the thing. You're not a 90-year-old woman. What? You can go and do this yourself.
But why?
That's why the guys over there are doing it, because of 90-year-old women. They can't, you know, I don't know how to change my oil.
Why do I need to? What do I need to do? Why? What am I going to benefit from this, Hunter?
So Kiki looks at you a little bit better. So I'm like, oh, there you go. He can change his own oil now. He's a little bit more manly. I'm going to have sex with him one more time.
I'm going to have oil all over my hands. I'm going to get dirty doing it when I could literally just.
God, you're soft.
You know what I could do? I could go grab an ice cream cone, pull into Sparkle, eat my ice cream cone while they change my oil. You know what? And I'm fine with it. Hey, tell you what.
They got nice, comfortable chairs you can shave your legs while watching them change your oil.
While you're in there, I could use a top off on my washer fluid. And why don't you make sure those tires are filled up real nice, too. All done. And out of there. But no, instead, I got to stand around because it's manly with the guys. Hey, get under there and change that. Oh, great. I burnt my hand. Oh, great. I got oil all over it. It's super, super.
You know what they would say? They'd say, you go in the waiting room, finish knitting your blanket.
And then I got a big old jug full of oil. I don't have a place to put it.
You have a fire pit. It's perfect.
Oh, perfect. So instead, I'll just pollute the environment burning my oil there's people that actually have a place. You know what? No. I think you got too much free time on your hands. You're like, all right, I'll just change the oil on my car. I'm going to waste my Saturday. No. I'm fine with this.
A guy that considers him an outdoorsman. Dude, you need to start changing your oil.
You know what? Walking through the woods has nothing to do with changing the oil, all right? Ridiculous. So there, that's the common skill I lack. I'm not manly.
Do yours quick.
What's the common skill you like?
I used to be able to do this, and then I can't do it at all, and it's embarrassing, and you'll never hear me. Actually, I think you've probably heard me do it once, but singing. I can't sing, dude.
I don't know if that's so common, but you cannot, like, carry a tune whatsoever.
Not whatsoever. Yeah, dude, I used to, like, opera sing as a kid, like, before puberty. For some reason, I could belt out. Dude, my mom vouched for me because we've argued about this before, and you don't think I could.
But can I be honest? I'm still very on the fence with this because I'm not calling your mom a liar. What I think, though, is that it's gone, like, it was a fun little prank that they did on you, and it went too far, and
dude,
now they're just like, yeah.
I was tailing it and I could have went on America's something, you know, but for some reason I hit puberty, dude, and then it left. It's gone.
You just lost it.
Nothing now.
I think what it was is you were so bad that it was comical and they just let you do it. But then they told you it was you were good, and then, like I said, it went too far.
They call it the doxology. Is that what it is? The prayer thing.
Yeah,
they would have me sing that all the time. The whole family would ask me to sing it, dude, and they were making fun of me. Come on.
Oh, man.
Right, maybe they were making fun of me.
Yeah, I think maybe it was just making fun of you. And they're like, all right, this went too far. Right? And he's taking it. Like that first time you said, Mom, Dad, I want to go to singing camp. And they're like, all right, this went too far. You know what? He's terrible. If he goes there, he's going to embarrass the family. Let's just tell him that, I don't know. We'll figure out something. But
right. You know what? At least I can change my own oil. So shut up.
You just get down there and sing about it, okay? How about that, buddy boy? All right, let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What common skill do you lack? We'll have more of your answers when we come back. Hunter, sing us out.
No, I can't.
Brock, it rocks.
Good morning. 753, Brock Hunter.
Good morning.
Brock and Hunter doing the show. Here we go.
Take care of the singing.
Yes,
right.
You got it. Nailed it. Good voice of an angel. It's like Fergie and Jesus. What?
I can belt some Disney tunes. For some reason, I know a few by heart.
You know the words. That doesn't mean that sounds good coming out. That's a big difference.
It's still kind of impressive, right?
Your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite, Indicator, and Benton Township. What common skill do you lack? We got some great answers on Facebook. Shannon had, I think, one that maybe every woman, my wife for sure, she had a good answer. A sense of direction.
Oh.
Dude, my wife could get lost in a paper sack. It's unbelievable. Like, there's so many
things. What is that? Why is that?
I don't know.
We need a compass. We need to just go north. Keep heading north. We'll find it.
It's unbelievable. She gets so turned around. Even on our street, she's like, oh, wait, hold on. Wait, which way? I'm like, good God, you live
here.
Where
was it the other day that we weren't far away from the house?
Yeah.
And we were going to a certain place, and she went the complete opposite direction. I'm like, where are you going? She's like, we're going to blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah. Why are you going this way? She's like, this is how you get. No.
You're
adding like 10, 15 minutes to this trip. What are you doing?
Yeah. It's just, but no, this is the way. Yeah, there's nothing worse than my wife, and I love her to death. But when she tries to correct me on where I'm going and the direction I'm taking, I just want to be like, look, woman.
Here's the thing. There's no excuse anymore. That's why it's a problem. There's no excuse when you have GPS in your pocket. When you have something in your pocket that can tell you how to get to a house in Florida,
yeah,
exactly, the fastest way, you got no excuse.
Yeah, yeah. There's no, but even then, though, you still got to have some like semblance of up, down, left, right. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. At least like it's easy around here. The lake is over there. if the lake is over there, then over here must be, you know?
Yeah. Look. Morons here. Look, Magellan. let's see. Melissa said the basic skills she lacks. Patience. Patience.
Yeah, that's something you need. Especially nowadays.
A little bit.
People losing their patience quickly.
Jessica can't whistle. That's the common skill she lacks.
A lot of people can't whistle. My wife can't whistle.
No? Can she like make a noise at all, or can she not?
When she does it, she says, this is what it sounds like. It's like she's blowing more than she's whistling.
Some days my whistling's really good. Other days it's just kind of half-assed. Some days
I can whistle with my tongue.
Yeah.
Dude, so I used to whistle in class.
I'm sure your teachers love that. That's great.
Oh, they loved it. What sucked for them was I could do it with my mouth closed, so they wouldn't know where it was coming from. Who is it? Eventually, they found out. You know, common skill. Few people, it could be.
You know, common skill you lack being a piece of trash. That's what it is, isn't it? What about John? John said long division. That's a common skill he lacks. That shouldn't be a common skill. All right, F long division. At math, ridiculous. Adding, subtracting, dividing, like basic stuff.
See, long division is, I think you should have to know long division just when you start adding letters to it. That's where I draw the line.
I just can't think of anything in my day-to-day life where I need long division, Hunter. Think of, you give me one example, long division, that I need to use, and I'll say, I'll agree with you. But there's nothing. Not for me.
I've never had to write it out, show my work.
And to
never
be honest, I don't think I could do it right now. Gun to my head, fate of the world, we'd be dead. I honestly think so.
I bet you I could do it. It's pretty easy, pretty simple.
How many numbers in that long?
Like 7 divided by, we'll say like 782 or something.
You think you could do that many? No way. No way.
Carry the one.
I don't think you could. I can barely remember how to draw the little symbol you use to do the long division, all right?
What is that thing? I draw the line when numbers come into the situation.
When letters come in. Sorry. Yeah, find the value of X, which, okay, I can understand like in practice why, okay, I have this, I need to find, like, I get that, but when you start throwing, okay, you got a negative outdoes a positive and two negative, like, I don't know. I just,
like you should be able to go into algebra and be like, hey, I'm never going to be a carpenter. I'm just going to go to the next class.
Yeah. That's fair. I think we should establish it because, dude, I barely got
not
through
really
high school.
I'm not interested in that, so yeah, I need this.
Yeah. The problem is no one would do it. No one would be in math class. You'd have like two kids. Everyone's like, I don't want to do it. No. Yeah. The only thing I did with my like my big old Texas Instruments calculator, you know, like the grab.
Snake, right?
Dude, I played Snake on that thing, man.
Yeah. Just play it's like Snake. A code you could punch into it.
Unbelievable. Yeah, we had like one kid in high school that you'd pay like $10 to, and he would hack your calculator, and it was the greatest thing. Dude, he made a killing.
Texas Instrument calculator. That thing came from space. Dude, there's so many symbols on there. I had no idea. What is this? What?
Yeah.
Too many buttons, man.
That was our first soiree into like kind of computery techie stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Now don't put cheat answers on there. You can't do that. We got to all check out our every time. Anyway, all right, we got to take a break. We got more Brock and Hunter coming up. It's WIRX. More Rock.